شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى
Quranic good news.
In the name of God, Salam dear listeners and welcome to the program. In this episode, we are going to talk about God's good news to Lady Mary, peace be upon her, on the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Stay tuned, please. Lady Mary was a great personality who was honored to receive the divine words through angels. In Ayah 42 of Surah Al Imran, God says, "And when the angel said, 'O Mary, surely Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you above the women of the world.'" Then in Ayah 45 of the same Surah, God says, "When the angel said, 'O Mary, surely Allah gives you good news with a word from him whose name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, reputable in this world and hereafter, and of those who are made near to Allah.'" The ayahs of the Noble Quran describe the story of Lady Mary with high respect and esteem. They show the lofty role and status of women in giving birth and training of great humans who changed the course of history. Basically, one of the universal roles of women was their undeniable role in the life of the divine messengers. They not only made effort in the physical growth of messengers, but also set the ground for emergence of these symbols of God's mercy through their chastity. This is evident in the history of messengers from Adam to the Prophet of Islam. Adam's wife, Eve, Moses' mother and sister, Mary's mother, John the Baptist's mother, Mary herself, Lady Khadija, and the most superior of them all, Lady Fatima Zahra, blessings of God upon her, are among the women who played the faithful roles for the heavenly religions. They were so chaste and pure that God chose them to beget and help his special servants, the messengers. No doubt, Lady Mary was one of the loftiest among them. Surah Al-Imran is the third surah of the Qur'an. One of the topics that have been discussed in this surah is the story of the Lady Mary and his son Jesus, peace upon them. In this surah, God mentions Mary as a sublime and lofty woman who has become superior to others due to her precious merits. She had attained such a lofty position that angels would descend to speak to her. Lady Mary had been sent to a temple due to a votive by her mother to worship God there. She grew up there under the supervision of Zachariah. She was so plunged in the worship of God that at the age of 9, she was fasting during days and prayed in the nights. She had advanced in cognizance of God and piety to the extent that no scholar and worshiper of her time could reach her status. One of her prominent merits was her being honest. The Noble Quran testifies this in part of Ayah 75 of Surah Ma'idah. The Messiah, son of Mary, was just a messenger. Definitely, there had been messengers before him, and his mother was a truthful woman. The word Siddiqa has been used here to describe Lady Mary. Siddiqeen are those who obey God and his messengers and accompany the messengers, the righteous and martyrs in this world and hereafter. Mary reached the status that she deserved to grow a divine messenger in her chaste womb. Archangel Gabriel appeared to her in the shape of a human being. He said that he was given the mission to grant her a pure son. Mary asked with utter astonishment, "How can I have a son while no human has touched me, nor have I been unchaste?" He said, "Even so, your Lord says, it is easy to me, and that we may make him a sign to people and a mercy from us, and it is a matter which has been decreed." The good news of Jesus' birth stresses that he was the son of Mary and not God. It also emphasizes that he was the creature of God. Jesus himself said after birth, "Surely I am a servant of Allah. He has given me the book and made me a messenger. And he has me blessed wherever I may be. And he has enjoined on me prayer and alms, given as long as I am alive, and dutiful to my mother, and he has not made me insolent, unblessed. And peace be on me on the day I was born, and on the day I die, and on the day I will be raised to life." The Noble Quran, after explaining the accounts of Jesus' birth, refers to the superstitions and polytheistic remarks on Prophet Jesus, peace upon him. "This is Jesus, son of Mary, the word of truth about which they dispute. It beseems not Allah that he should take a son. Glorious be he. Whenever he decrees a matter, he only tells it, be, and it is." Basically, God is far glorious than having children, because it is originated in spiritual and emotional needs. This requires to be material and to have physical dimensions, while God is beyond these limits. He creates whatever he wishes in an instant. Lady Mary endured many hardships, but she put her trust in God and was patient in the face of all hardships. In Ayah 43 of Surah Al-Imran, God asks Mary three things in lieu of what he has granted her. "O Mary, be humble to your Lord and prostrate and bow down with those who bow down."